Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
With me on this week's Zimcast is Kathy Cornett with McCormick Company. And Kathy, I'd like, first of all, if besides welcoming you to our program, give us a little bit of background on McCormick Company so that we understand your business.
McCormick Company is a full-service marketing communications company. Our headquarters office is in Amarillo, which is where I office. We also have offices in Kansas City, Des Moines, Fort Worth, and a new office up in Canada, and a satellite office in Rochester, New York. We are agency to many leading agricultural supply companies. We do everything you might think of in the way of communication, helping our clients sell their stuff.
Well, that's what it's all about when it comes to marketing. What we want to talk about in today's program is what I think is a very unique project that McCormick took on to provide a directory for dairies in a region of the United States, and did this in the form of a printed, and as I understand, and we can talk about this, online version of a searchable directory of dairies that people can go to find them and find more information and how to get to them or contact them. This is called the Southwest Plains Dairy Directory. Tell us what it is, and then we can talk about why you decided to do this and what you hope to accomplish and how the results have been to this point.
Well, as you might imagine from the name, it is a directory of dairies, plain and simple. The geography that it covers is eastern New Mexico and the Texas Panhandle, a little bit down into the South Plains and the Panhandle. The directory includes maps, how to find a dairy. It has driving instructions and names of dairies, email addresses in some cases, some background information on the region, just a general overview of what's happening on the dairy industry here in the High Plains.
I have to ask, why would McCormick decide to work on and create a project like this?
That's a good question. We had many clients who understood a lot about the traditional dairy areas, Wisconsin, California, Pennsylvania, and so forth, and began to understand that there is an emerging dairy industry here on the High Plains. Started probably 8 or 10, 12 years ago over in New Mexico and began to come over here into Texas. People kept asking us, do you have a list of these dairies that are coming in? And we kept having to say, no, we have a kind of a list, but not a great comprehensive list. And just decided that there was enough interest in it that we probably ought to put together a list. In doing so, we discovered that rather than just putting it on a Xerox copy or an email to somebody, that we might as well make a nice directory, put some advertising in it, representing our existing clientele, and provide a service to our area. These dairymen, as they move in, like to know who else is here and how can I find some of my neighbor dairymen, because being neighbors here may be meaning 100 miles away from each other. We still consider ourselves neighbors. It began to take on a life of its own in terms of a place for our clients to get some exposure into this industry, but also a place for the dairymen themselves to understand the nature and extent of the industry as it grows up around them.
Can you talk about what it took to put this together in terms of the resources that it required on the part of your company, and maybe a little bit about how long it took, and were there some things that you learned in doing this project that will help you in other ones that you'll come up with?
The idea itself percolated for about 2 years. As with many projects in a busy place like we are, it just kept falling lower on the list because we needed to take care of the burning fires first. Finally, one day, we just dedicated ourselves to get it done. We assigned it to a contract person who's helped us put this thing together and just sent her out on the road and on the phone and on emails and through whatever vehicle she could use to gather the information. We wanted to be sensitive and only put public information in our directory. We understand that dairymen or cattle producers or anybody, for that matter, may not want to be listed and have their whereabouts known, a lot of reasons for privacy. And so we found a way to accumulate a lot of information through public sources and that became the basis of the information that's in the book.
Now, it is in printed form, and there is an online version of it. Can you tell us about the online version that you had to put together as well?
Well, as you might imagine, the minute you print something like this, a directory, it's obsolete, and we knew that going in, that it would just be a snapshot of a point in time and the list that was current at that moment. We knew also that we wanted to keep it current, so we established our online version, which is www.dairydirectory.org, which is certainly more up-to-date, a lot easier to keep current, and we think probably long haul will be the place that we'll spend more energy than doing the printed version. It is a searchable database. You can search by dairyman's name, by dairy name, by county, and by state. And so it's an interesting way to cross-check and reference and keep updated.
We were exhibiting or working together for a whole week at World Dairy Expo just recently in Madison, Wisconsin, and that was one of your first opportunities to present this to the people who would have an interest in this type of information. What were some of the comments and feedback you got from people that stopped by and took a look at your directory?
There were two overriding comments. One was, hey, this is great. I think I want to have one. And then the second question was, do you have one for another part of the country, or do you have one that covers the whole U.S.? And that's where we find ourselves today, having done this one that was targeted here on the High Plains and eastern New Mexico. Now we are considering expanding. I think the easiest and first thing that we'll do is expand the website itself and then decide, do we want to publish in a printed version separate directories for other geographies? Do we want to simply expand the website and not do the printed version? Those are things that we're thinking about now.
What else do you think people would be interested to know about putting on this kind of a project, and especially from the standpoint of, you know, your company as a full-service advertising agency taking on an independent project like this that really wasn't directly asked for by a client to fulfill service for that client?
Well, the most interesting thing, although I can't say I'm too surprised by it, is the reception we've gotten from our existing clients. Their sales organizations on the ground, not only in this part of the country, but even other regions, are very interested in what's happening here. And so we've gotten a lot of agency value out of it as a service to these clients in just helping them stay on top of what's happening out here in this dynamic marketplace.
If somebody would like to obtain a Southwest Plains Dairy Directory, what do they have to do?
If you visit the website, www.dairydirectory.org, there are instructions of how to either get a printed copy or get a password so that you can do the searchable version online.
Are farmers, and this includes dairymen, using the internet to find information like that? Have you got some feedback at this point that tells you how they're coming to the website and what kind of reception that's getting?
I don't have numbers on the website at my fingertips. I know we are monitoring it. I just don't have that answer for you at this moment. But I think an interesting thing to understand about the movement of dairies and how the internet plays into that is to understand that there are a lot of places now working hard to attract dairies to their regions. And so anything we can do in behalf of our region to present ourselves in a updated and current way, I think, is good. But we also understand that many dairymen who are considering moving are coming from far, far away places like Holland or Denmark. And so having something online, they are very inclined to use the internet for their early investigation. And so we just thought it would be smart, not just for our domestic dairymen who are moving, but also to reach out to those people from other countries to let this dairy region find its day in the sun.
Kathy, I really appreciate you're talking about this, what I think is a unique project that an agency has taken on itself. Is there anything else about McCormick that you'd like people to know, even projects that are in the pipeline or things that you'd like to point out about what McCormick has to offer?
Well, I think the directory itself is probably a good example of something I like people to know about our company, and that is our interest in understanding the ground level realities of a given marketplace. I think that's an important part of our culture. We do it in all of our offices, knowing producers, knowing how they make decisions, how to talk to them, who they are, where they are. I just think this is a good example of how we come to a marketplace and get something done for our clients.
Thank you very much, Kathy Cornett with McCormick Company, an advertising agency with your headquarters, I believe, are in Amarillo, Texas, but offices in many other locations. Thank you for being with us on the program. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.